I thought we warranted something from the game, really. I thought it was a fairly balanced and even game. I thought we were excellent in the first 25, 30 minutes, first half, really. I thought we really good, started well, scored a great goal, and actually had one or two moments very similar to that. I mean, one's P-rolled and hit the post, and the defenders cleared it, just stopping Hawks from tapping in. So we were really pleased with the intent in that game. In the early part of the game, obviously, we picked a team that was a big team and a physical team to try and make ourselves as robust as possible against a really physical team. So for a game that was like a lot of big aggressive players and a good football match, really, a good aggressive English football match, there weren't many bad tackles, but there seemed to be shed loads of yellow cards, which was a bit crazy. And I felt like that just lost the rhythm of the game, and the game became more emotional in the first half than it needed to be, just from some erratic decisions, really. And then that said, despite the team that we've picked, like, we're absolutely fuming with ourselves because of the two goals we concede. Because when we're set up like we are, we're as big as we are, we certainly shouldn't fall behind to goals like that, albeit that's the strength of theirs, but it's a strength of ours usually as well. So we're really frustrated that we haven't been able to see those moments out. One right before half time, we should defend them both. I think the free kick is like ridiculously soft in the far corner against Jaden, and you look at some of the treatment Hawks gets, and he gets dragged to the ground and doesn't get free kicks, and then things like that get given. That's just where it does your head in, because yes, we should do better, of course we should, but like, things like that just don't help you in a game, and that level, that consistent bit in the game, just frustrates the life out of you. And then players get really frustrated and get like silly bookings, and it looks like the game's lost control a little bit in that last 15 minutes of the second half, and it wasn't that game, really. So I don't know how we made it turn it into that, really, but there you go. We lost the game because we didn't defend our box properly, or we came searching a couple of times. Jake, we asked him to do that, but maybe we got caught a little bit there. And then we're in at half time, frustrated. But I tried to make the lads realise ill discipline will lose us the game. 10 players on the pitch doesn't help us. And then second thing was the end of the first half can make it feel like the first half was horrible, when actually it wasn't. It was just like those moments were, and we end up in a bad position. And then second half is a different kind of game. What we knew today was when we started the team we did, our chase team, because of what probably players could do physically, we were going to get smaller. It was going to become a bit more of a technical game. We had lots of the ball second half, but didn't create enough quality moments or test the goalkeeper enough against that low block when we needed to face forward, play forward. We lost some moments to do that. But I really like the committed nature of the team. 400 fans support us all day and clap us off the pitch because they've seen a team that's had a right go in the game. And the frustration today is that we've probably lost a game that we feel like we should have taken something off.